Stacey and Jay Spoo.
41 minutes after the hour off at 3 o'clock. Stacey and Jay Spoo on a Monday. And guys, we are feeling good.
Hey, Dana.
And we are
swang.
Feeling proud. Big twang, in. Twang. Big news, rather, in for the protest women. They've officially clinched a spot in the semi-finals of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025 after a dominant run that shaken the competition, literally. Stacey, you were saying you're chilling at the restaurant and you saw them batting, bowling, running, doing the things.
I literally, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a lot of movement.
Yes.
Much movement. And
yes.
I was like, these girlies are going for gold.
Shut up, man. It was a bit of a rocky start, not going to lie, to England by 10 wickets. Remember that. The Proteas bounced back, though, with wins over New Zealand, India, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka, including 10 wicket thrashing of the hosts. So shout out. We are in good momentum, guys.
And now we find ourselves here. So, now we must all gather. Okay, are we all focused?
Please.
Okay, because now we're going to look at the knockout phase. That is where we find ourselves now. The semi-finals, just around the corner. The question is, can the Proteas carry this momentum through and actually make not just history, guys?
Come on.
Herstory. Herstory.
Come on.
So now we have to turn to our sports lead, Nicholas Tatham, who I'm assuming was also watching the cricket yesterday. He's going to join us with his expert analysis, as only he can
do,
on where exactly our team stands and what is ahead. So what are these girlies up against next?
Well, where we stand currently is third.
Okay, that's good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
On the table. So we are behind Australia and England, who are both unbeaten. We've lost one game.
Yeah.
And that was our opener to England, where we got annihilated.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that.
But then now we've just been on a tear. We've been on an absolute tear. We've won four in a row, and we play Pakistan tomorrow in our second to last group game. You don't want to see it as a dead rubber. We have qualified, obviously.
Yeah.
But you want to... We're not going to catch Australia. Australia should win both of their next two games. Unfortunately, we play Australia in our final group game. If we do beat them, then it sort of changes things. However, you want to finish either first or second in your group.
So there's a chance that we may just one up and go second place.
Yeah, England. More realistically. England have got to play Australia still and New Zealand. And New Zealand, we've beat New Zealand already, but they are the T20 world champions. So they do have the ability to beat anyone.
Okay. Yeah,
so New Zealand are always going to be a difficult side to beat.
Yeah.
So it's the fight for the last semi-final spot is between India and New Zealand. So they play each other in the next game. I think that's on Wednesday.
That's going to be fire.
So that's for the fourth spot.
Yeah.
And then we're fighting it out with England and Australia for their top spot in the pool. Because one plays four and two plays three in the semi-finals. So you want to be playing, obviously you want to be first, so you're playing fourth. So we've got Pakistan tomorrow, who unfortunately for Pakistan haven't won a game yet.
Oops.
So they bottom.
Oops-a-doodles.
So it should be a good result. The weather, though, in Sri Lanka has been diabolical. Because the tournament's in India and Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
And the weather in Colombo specifically has been terrible. It's poured with rain. So many of the games have been washed out. We haven't had any washed out games yet, touch wood. But tomorrow, you've got to make sure that you're looking at the weather forecast, because there is a possibility it could get rained out. We'll get a point, though.
Yeah.
Which means that we go into our final game.
We want
Australia.
More, man. We want more.
We want 2 points.
Yeah, good
and
luck
also,
to the girls.
Yeah, we would like to watch the girls actually play. Because when they're on a winning streak like this, I would imagine just like basic human rules apply, right? You are now feeling more confident.
Yes.
Like you want to literally, in this case, knock it out of the park.
They're on a real heater at the moment.
Yes, girlies. So good luck to the girls. Send them good vibes and good energy. And obviously, as more information comes up, we will once again turn to our sports lead, Nicholas Tatham, who is all-knowing.
Dripping
and humble.
Game.
Correct him or not.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.